In Serbian churches and schools, the subject of an independent Kosovo is off-limits. A vibrant independent media seldom debates the issue. James Lyon, the Belgrade representative of the International Crisis Group, says when it comes to Kosovo, Serbia is in denial.
Well, I think there's no doubt that Kosovo is lost for Serbia, and it's been lost for quite some time. It's been lost since 1999.
I told the leaders...
Matti Ahtisaari, the former Finnish president, is the UN chief negotiator on the status of Kosovo. Talks between Kosovo Albanians and the Serbian government are underway. James Lyon says that with the two sides holding opposite positions, the only hope for Mr. Ahtisaari is to focus on technical, relatively non-contentious issues.
His job, I think, is first and foremost to regulate what the future Kosovo is going to look like.
During a visit to Belgrade, Ahtisaari said he's pursuing a bottom-up negotiation in which the tough issues are saved for last.
In other words, starting the process by dealing with practical status, I would call them status-neutral issues.
In Kosovo, Serbs are slowly coming to terms with the reality that Kosovo is likely to become independent. The anxiety level is rising. Ratko, a farmer near Gračanica, says he will leave.
Never.
I don't think so.
A deputation,
But Father Nektarija at the 700-year-old Serbian monastery near Pristina believes that many will stay.
Maybe some will be frightened in the first time, and those, but certainly those who have their property only here in Kosovo will stay. I'm sure about that.
But here in Belgrade, it's a different world, and almost no one is talking about Kosovo. The Kosovo negotiations are likely to go on for several months. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.